We bring you Dial-A-Doc. Joining us today, Barb Lessman of FHN Marketing. Barb's topic today is FHN Festival of Trees events. Good morning, Barb. Thanks for joining us again. Happy holidays to you.
Good morning and happy holidays to you as well.
Well, thank you very much. The Festival of Trees event is such a neat thing. It is the giving season, and FHN, like many other organizations, offering many opportunities for area residents to enjoy this holiday season. Tell us a little bit about how FHN's doing that.
Well, it is the giving season, so FHN has incorporated a lot of giving back to the community in their holiday events, which they host many holiday events. We have already held the FHN Ha Ha Holiday Gala, which is our biggest fundraiser of the year. And last year, the proceeds went to new hospital beds. And this year, we kind of continued on with those upgrades. And this year, the proceeds were going towards new furniture for those rooms. So new recliners, bedside tables, over the bed tables, all, you know, for the comfort of those patients that might find themselves inpatient during the holiday season, as well as any time throughout the year. And then we also have recently held our community holiday tree lighting, which is a really fun event that's a kickoff really to the holiday season for us. And this year we had a food drive prior to the community tree lighting, so we invited people to bring canned foods to that. And then we listened to the Highland Youth Choir sing Christmas carols and songs as we flipped the light to the holiday tree. And this year we also incorporated a candlelit walk to the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center Healing Gardens, where the Healing Gardens were all lit up with holiday lights. And we enjoyed some hot cocoa and cookies with that event. And then last week, we kicked off our community festival of trees at the library with the Frosty Family Fun Night. And that Family Fun Night incorporates a lot of fun games and activities and treats for the whole family. They made holiday slime and played holiday bingo, as well as any grown-up that attended that with their children was given an opportunity to register to win some cash prizes to maybe help with that Christmas shopping. So a lot of giving back in the community events that we've planned, and there's still more to come.
I would say so. And boy, things like that, lighting the tree and kids making slime and all that, boy, it gets you right in the old Christmas mood. I wish I had got in on the slime making. You mentioned the Community Festival of Trees. Can you tell us a little bit more about that festival?
I sure can. So the Community Festival of Trees has been a longtime Freeport tradition, or Freeport and, you know, the local area tradition. I remember when it was held at the Lincoln Mall, and we invite not-for-profit agencies and organizations throughout the area to decorate a Christmas tree, and they're all competing for cash prizes. So they get creative, they decorate a tree, and then we invite the public to come out and vote for their favorite. And then we also have some judges that we assign to go and do the same thing. So they can either win in a People's Choice category or a judges category. So you can go to the Freeport Public Library and take a look at the trees and vote for your favorite, but you need to do that by December 10th to get your vote in, because we will be announcing those winners on December 11th.
All right. What are some of the tree themes this year, Barb, and how many trees are in the voting this year?
We actually have 23 trees in the voting this year, so there are a lot of wonderfully creative trees at the library, and they have all kinds of themes. So our overall theme that we came up with this year was when the magic of the holidays fills the air, we hope you find it everywhere. So some people have decorated their tree using that theme, but we have trees at the library that are Plum Fairy is a theme. And so that tree, as you can imagine, has a lot of plum on it and a lot of fairy on it. There's also the Crime Stoppers theme, is just their, you know, organization, Crime Stoppers, and it has police cars and decorations regarding crime fighting. There is a tree that has an airplane that actually flies around the top of it. There is an interactive tree that you can scan a QR code and hear how they say Merry Christmas in all these different languages. There is a gardening tree that is pretty phenomenal that is there. So you really have to stop out to see these trees. The themes are just awesome. The creativity in our area is amazing. And you really have to go out and see those trees. And, you know, those trees will be on display even after voting. They'll be on display through December 27th. So if you have family coming in for the holidays or friends coming in for the holidays, it's a must-see. You need to stop out there and just see what kind of talent we have here in the local area with our not-for-profits.
Well, you gave some great descriptions and some nice teasing as to just what you want to be looking for when you get there. Sounds really cool. We're visiting, by the way, with Barb Lessman of FHN Marketing. Today's topic, Festival of Trees events and some other events going on. We know children always get excited, Barb, about the holidays, so, and you mentioned some already, but what children's events, others are coming up?
Well, you know, kids love to see Santa Claus. So FHN and the Freeport Public Library is, again, offering two holiday storytelling events with Santa. So Santa will come on Thursday, December 7th at 6:30 p.m., and he'll read a holiday book or two with the kids. And also on Saturday, December 16th at 2 p.m., he will be at the library, and he will read stories to these children. You know, a lot of kids don't like to go and get close to Santa and sit on his lap, so this is a perfect opportunity for them to maybe just sit on the carpet and listen to Santa read a story and maybe warm up to the guy a little bit. So we have that coming up. We also have an opportunity for children to write a letter to Santa. FHN has worked with the elves at the North Pole, and if a child would like to write a letter to Santa Claus, we have drop boxes throughout the area, and they can drop off those letters before December 17th. And Santa Claus will write a letter back to these children, and he will also give them a small craft, and they can work on that craft while they're waiting for Christmas to come. So the forms can be found online, but they are also at the FHN locations of Burchard Hills, the hospital, and also at Highland View Drive. So they're red bins right inside the front entrance lobby, so you don't have to go all the way into the facilities. There's some red bins. There's forms on top of those red bins that is a letter form that they can fill out, and then you'll return them in those same red bins. There's also at the Freeport Public Library in the youth department, there is a Santa mailbox that they can stick their letters in as well. So again, if your child would like to write a letter to Santa Claus, if you do so by December 17th, Santa will reply back and he'll send them a craft.
What a wonderful thing. And speaking of the kids, will there be an annual holiday classic movie and kids movie again this year?
There sure will be. So the holiday classic movie this year is going to be the 1958 classic Belle, Book, and Candle. And there is no cost to attend this. We do ask that you provide a canned food item for the local pantries or some, you know, a cash donation for the local food pantries. But that is going to, the classic movies are going to be on December 11th, both at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. And Alan Wenzel and Ed Finch will do a discussion about the movie before the movie, and I think like halfway through the movie. And it provides a little bit more insight on that classic movie. Now, that is not one I've seen before, so I'm kind of looking forward to seeing that one myself. And then also for the kids' movie this year, we are actually going to play the movie Wonka at the Lindo Theater here in Freeport, and that's on Saturday, December 16th at 10 a.m. The doors will open at 9:30 a.m., but the movie starts at 10. And, you know, I remember as a kid watching Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and getting all excited about that movie. So this is kind of a new version of that. There will be a $3 admission per person for this movie, but at the end of the movie, each kid will get a small toy. And the most exciting part about this is each kid will be given a small miniature candy bar with a Wonka label on it, and one of those candy bars will have a golden ticket. That golden ticket will give allow them to win a $50 gift card to the Lindo Theater, so the family can go in the future to another movie, have some snacks. So I think it'll be fun to get the little miniature Wonka bars and see if they have the golden ticket inside.
What a neat thing to get. And boy, you're really going out all out for the kids this year. That's just very special. There is another area tradition that wraps up the holiday season. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Barb?
Yeah, so each year with FHM Memorial Hospital, Hospital being in the middle of the Stevenson Street block area and a very historic part of Freeport. We do a luminary night on December 17th. That's going to be this year at dusk. We're going to do the luminary night, and we invite all the neighbors of the hospital on both Stevenson Street and Lincoln Boulevard, and then, of course, all the north-south streets in between to light up the sidewalks with their luminaria. It's actually breathtaking and beautiful to see, especially if we have a new fresh snowfall. So we invite people to just take a walk down Stevenson Street or Lincoln Boulevard on December 17th, or, you know, if it's a cold night, stay in your car and just drive down there, because it really is beautiful. And that neighborhood does such great holiday decorations. It's kind of fun to see all that as well.
That's a great drive at night. And we'll wrap up with this. We've been visiting with Barb Lessman of FHN Marketing, talking about FHN Festival as a Tree and other events. And you mentioned a lot of stuff here, Barb. Where can listeners go to learn more about the upcoming events we've been discussing?
If you want to learn more, you can always visit our website at fhn.org/festivalofTrees. And FHN also worked with the Greater Freeport Partnership on printing out some holiday guides, so you might be able to pick up two of those around town as well. So if you want to learn more information, you know, that's probably your best place to find that information. And again, we have all the details online at fhn.org/festivalofTrees.
That's what's going on. That's Dial-A-Doc today. We've been visiting with Barb Lessman, FHN Marketing, and the FHN Festival of Trees events. All kinds of wonderful information. I'm guessing that people are really getting into the holiday spirit, or if not, they will be soon with all the things you have going on, Barb. Thanks for joining us. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you, Dan. Same to you.
Thanks. That's our Dial-A-Doc for today.